Very, very cool stuff from local composer Barry Truax.
Uncle Barry.
Yeah. And taught at SFU and recorded many of the works that we're listening to. And what we just heard was Sonic Landscape number 3 from 1975. This was the 1977 revision, a spatial environment with four computer-synthesized soundtracks from the album Sonic Landscapes, Electronic and Computer Music by Barry Truax. Now a little bit of Philip Warren. You know Philip Warren.
Yeah, Uncle Philip.
Yep.
They can't all be uncles, can they? Oh, can you hear me?
Hello. Hey, there we are. I've joined the program.
Yes.
Yeah, they can't all be uncles.
No. I mean, they can. They probably can.
It's a sign of endearment, respect.
Indeed it is.
Yeah.
And this one here is from Philip Warren, Electronic Music, 1968 to 1971, and the track is Whale Piece, score for Streams, choreographed by Edith Feinstein and performed by the SFU Dance Workshop, January 1971. Spiritually close to the chord in phases one, both have vitality, while Whale Piece has more warmth. Composed with a heightened awareness of the sea after spending a summer on a boat and on an island off the northwest coast of BC, composed with Moog and manipulated water sounds, I hope to play this piece to whales this summer.
Hmm.
Very nice. 1970 to 1971, Philip Warren also was artist in residence.
Who was
here at SFU for the Center for Communications and the Arts from 1968 to 1971, and also taught at York University 1977 to 1997, where he headed York's Electronic Music Studio. He currently lives in Toronto. Now, mind you, that information is from a CD that is from, oh geez, 2000s. Well, at least that's when it came into our library. So, All right, everybody, enjoy Whale Piece by Philip Warren right here on Vancouver FM, where we are delving into the electronic and electroacoustic works of university professors. We've got some Gordon Mooma coming up next. We've also got, we'll try and find some Andy Schloss for you as well, too.
Good old
Dr. Schloss. Probably we're going to play some Dr. Bureau if we can find that as well, too. But for now, let's tune into a little bit of Philip Warren from 1970 to 1971.
Thank you.
Bell Music by Philip Warren. Who was composer? Yeah.
FSFU.
Yes, very much. Very much so. And we're going to play a little bit of Gordon Mumma.
Uncle Mumma.
Yeah. Have you met Gordon Mumma?
I've never met him, but met I Gordon did Mumma. See him at a distance. It was pointed out to me by our close friend. Do we have a fake name for him? We usually use fake names here.
Mr. NF?
Yeah, sure.
Reb Friedman.
Yeah, Reb Friedman. Anyway, pointed out. It's like, oh, that's Gordon Mumma. It's like...
And Gordon Mumma's great. Did a lot of really good work with...
John Cage.
Yeah, not only that, David but Duder. Also worked a lot in the Victoria scene as well, too, with George Santakis.
What's amazing about Gordon Mumma, if you don't mind me saying, is that he was quite an engineer and a composer. He built a lot of the instruments for David Tudor and John Cage. Fantastic instruments.
One of my favorite Tudor and Cage performances is the chess piece one. Mm. And I actually wrote a piece inspired by that. It was very, very cool.
You wrote a piece about a piece.
Yeah, I know, nice. Right? Very cool.
About chess pieces.
Yeah, because they actually had chess boards that would respond, like the electronics would change based on their moves.
Yeah, it was like photoresistors.
Exactly.
That when they get covered up, it changes the composition.
So good. We're going to listen to the entirety of Megaton for...
W.M. Burroughs, which may or may not be William S. Burroughs.
Could be.
Could be a typo.
Gordon Mumma on electronics, composed in 1964 and recorded in December of 1964 from the album off of New World Records, Gordon Mumma, Electronic Music of Theater and Public Activity. This is sourced online, and we are streaming it online, so please enjoy the quality of digital media.
Are you hit? Starboard wing. But we're all right. We can make it.
Everything goes to head.
What do you think about it, Bob?
Let me know when you're in position, and I'll draw the flag for you.
A bit aggressive, aren't they?
You seem to have upset them a bit.
Come on. Big, isn't it?
Can we really break that?
How many guns do you think there are, Trevor?
Enemy coast ahead.
It's gone! Bomb gone, leader!
Enemy coast ahead.